Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Another quick rant of truth on the scales of truth. I'm Tyson Harley. Think of this episode as a more digestible version of the last episode in case you don't have as long to listen. So let's make the points made there. We listened to CDC Director Walensky recently in late December of 2021 admit that the reason that isolation, alleged self-isolation for alleged Omicron is only 5 days is because 85 to 90% of transmissibility is within 5 days. And when asked specifically, well, shouldn't someone have to test out because they assume it's serious when we know it's not serious? So everything's about the emergency. So they asked the question, shouldn't someone have to test out of self-isolation? She says no, because they would test positive for up to 12 weeks long after there was no transmissibility. And so what is that really saying? It's saying the testing is bad. Straight and simple. She doesn't say that. She just says that, hey, you can test positive, quote unquote. She doesn't say quote unquote either, obviously, for 12 weeks. Transmissibility is 85 to 90% of it is within 5 days. So she is saying the testing is bad for an overwhelming period of that 12 weeks without saying the testing is bad. As discussed in previous episodes, there's a very good reason for that. They don't have a PCR test for Omicron. And so they tried to apply the original PCR test to Omicron, but only in a way by twisting the logic of, if we see the pattern by which it does not pass, then just see a consistent non-passing pattern, we assume Omicron, because after all, Omicron is the most common variant that does not pass in this particular way. Of course, that's circular logic. It is not a match anymore than saying, if I'm looking for two legs and brown hair and I only get two legs, well, it's probably two legs and blonde hair because that's the most common right now. No, it's not probably, and it's not, and it's certainly not definitely, and it's certainly not measurable. You can just say it's not two legs and brown hair. So, but then the other implication of this is, if it's the case that the test is just looks for the consistency of Omicron to the original test is just that it matches the two stable regions of coronavirus, but does not match the, quote, more variable spike protein, then how is it, because of that, or even maybe regardless of that, if it can mismatch for some 79 days or give or take of 84, if it can get a false positive, then how does that not have implications on all of your testing before, whether it matched the spike protein or not? How does that not give implications of your testing has always been crazily, overly testing positive? And the other reason that this seems potentially consistent is because it's possible, as Kim mentioned many months ago, I've never delved into the details of it. Supposedly, there had been notification that they would have to stop using PCR testing as of December 31st, 2021. But they said it months ago, and they said it because it doesn't work. So I think this may have been the CDC director's way of getting in line with that ruling, even though she doesn't reference it, because if she references it, she imagines she's trying to be more slick than to have to say, per the August something whatever ruling, the PCR test is no good anymore, and it expires on 12/31/21. So she might be in line with that, but really this idea that you could be positive for 12 weeks after most of the transmissibility has gone much, 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 much earlier, really just says it's a bad test and implies it's a bad test for many of the variants, if not the original. And we discussed that ad nauseum, that likelihood is pretty great. Maybe it's based on the sensitivity being way too great, turned up way too high. Maybe it's based on bad design that we're not aware of otherwise. So right now, I guess the key point is we don't have testing for this. It's the less harmful version. So how is it that we have an emergency anymore, folks? Tell your leadership, tell your representation that it can't be an emergency. Stop calling it that, because that's how these extraordinary steps are even allowed legally. So if our leadership says, we don't have the novel one anymore, it's been replaced by non-novel variants, many of them, the most recent of which is admittedly much, 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 much less harmful than the original, and we can't really count it. And so if we can't count it and it's much less harmful and the novel version is long since passed, why are we in an emergency? Out of de novo facts, take us out of the emergency. And then the legal deference to the state of emergency disappears. Okay, guys, thanks for listening. I'm Tyson Harley.